No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Football is back. The Bears are back. Shoot, I'm back. Let's freaking go.
Bend over to your right.
What the was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.
What is going on, Bears fans? And welcome back to the Nicholas Moriano Show. I'm your host, Nicholas Moriano. I know it's been a while, but hey, make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment on this show for the audio listeners. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. You can find the show there as well. Guys, it feels great to be back. It feels great that I was at Hell's Hall yesterday. There are football players in the building. I saw training camp, the sunshades on the bleachers. Dude. It felt like it took forever, but then again, it was only, what, maybe a month and a half of really nothing going on, but we made it. You made it. I made it. Thank goodness. But it feels great, and, you know, I'm really excited to get back to Hall's Hall and training camp, but do have some updates really quickly. So maybe for people like, why, Nick, are you doing a show before the first day of training camp practice? Well, there's a reason. I can't be in the building yet until some credentials go through. I don't want to announce anything yet, but you will see me more around Bears football, sports media, and I'm really excited about this new opportunity. Just want to thank the Bigs though for everything. I mean, my goodness, when you know I was laid off. But now 7 months ago, they reached out immediately. Herb Howard and the guys just reached out and, you know, gave me an opportunity to still be around the team, to still cover the team, to help out with coverage. So I can't thank them enough for what they've allowed me to do in this time where I was kind of figuring things out. But there is an opportunity has come up, and I'm super excited about this. And once everything is officially finalized, I can then speak on it a little bit more, but that's why I won't be technically allowed at Hall's Hall until everything kind of processes. So I'm like you wishing I could be at Hall's Hall today for camp, tomorrow for camp, Friday. But once everything's finalized, you'll see a lot more of me there. So I, again, cannot freaking wait. for that to happen. And then to, again, be more around just Bears football sports than I was in the last couple of months when I had to, you know, find different avenues, do different things in the meantime. But, man, it feels good to be back. So, speaking of being back, everybody, I mean, it felt like just being at Hallis Hall, there was a lot going on yesterday. And for whatever reason, I was seeing comments that they didn't live stream Caleb Williams' press conference. I had no idea that was going on. I know it took a little bit for him to get to the podium, but yeah, I mean, to be completely honest, the media, as it's all happening, we're not really paying attention to seeing if it's being, you know, live streamed. I saw, like, after the fact, after I tweeted out a couple of photos of Caleb Williams, like, Nick, where's the live stream? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, he's right there. And I'm pretty sure all the other press conferences were on time and doing things. But yeah, so couldn't tell you the reason why. But here's what this episode's going to be. Just kind of recapping my top takeaways from yesterday's press conferences. Again, sharing and hinting at a little bit of news to come, and hopefully sooner rather than later, because, you know, I want to get back out there covering Bears football and doing my thing. But yeah, let's kind of just start with these press conferences. And you know what? Let's start with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. It's not the exact order that those guys, spoke at the podium, but I really just enjoyed hearing kind of how upfront they were about some of these goals that they had. You know, Ben Johnson speaking to the fact that he wants Caleb Williams in practice and throughout the season to complete 70% of his passes. I mean, I think that when you say that to the media and then obviously gets projected out to all of you, the fans, everybody, there's expectations being set right then and there, even though they hadn't had one training camp practice. And there is intentionality with it, right? When Ben Johnson is scheming up these plays and putting him into a game plan, he has this, I would assume he has this expectation. Yeah, this play is going to work if it's executed the right way. So my quarterback, Caleb Williams, should be completing at least 70% of his passes. So to put that out there, hey, there's the expectation. And now Caleb Williams and this offense need to help meet that expectation with the level of play on the football field. So I love that. I feel like there's been years past where you wouldn't hear those types of things. Like, for whatever reason, a head coach or a player didn't want to put that out there because of, you know, now it's made public. Nah, man. Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams said in his press conference that, yeah, 70%. I want to be the first 4,000-yard passer in franchise history. That's a good thing to be putting that out there, not afraid to say those things. So that I think really caught my eye. Also, with Ben Johnson, I think it's the Thunderbirds, if I'm not mistaken. The Netflix show documentary, I should say, Thunderbirds. I haven't watched it yet, and that's going to be on my homework list. But essentially, a big theme of it is having this trust in the people around you. And that's what Ben Johnson was highlighting in the documentary about these fighter pilots, right, that are – or not even fighter pilots, just pilots – doing these acrobatic stunts, and the guy who's leading the way is obviously leading all these other pilots, and they need to follow him whenever he moves. They have to do the exact same thing in sync. It's a lot like what Ben Johnson, this new coaching staff, is going to be like. And for Ben, he needs to be able to trust, for example, Eric Bieniemy, the running backs coach, that he's going to get his guys right, coach them up right, so that when the running back hits the hole that Dan Roschar, the offensive line coach, is coaching up, that the running back's going to be where he needs to be. That the offensive line is going to block the way they're supposed to block. The play is supposed to be executed the way it's drawn up. And so there's this trust that goes down the line from that play call being sent in to then the coaches that have coached each position group, and then whatever the play is being asked of, if it's asking for an inside zone run or a gap run, which Ben Johnson was saying he doesn't even know what his team is at this point. But for whatever that play concept is being drawn up to be, he needs to know that his coaches put those players, the players are putting themselves in the right spot to then execute the play. So I love the analogy. And now I really want to watch this documentary. I don't know if anybody's seen that Netflix documentary yet, but now I have to watch it. But it makes so much sense. And that's why Ben Johnson, and he said in his press conference too, why he built this staff the way he did, not just getting his friends, getting guys with a ton of experience, some with, you know, getting actually a variance, right? Eric Banning, a ton of experience. Then you have Declan Doyle, first time OC. But you're getting all these different experiences, and you need to trust each other. And I think that's a great metaphor from how Ben Johnson was relaying that to us and what's going to be like this upcoming season, this 6 weeks really of training camp to get that trust, to establish that, and to have this emphasis that you can't dwell on mistakes. I mean, mistakes are going to happen. When you guys go to training camp, we're going to see a bunch of mistakes. You're going to see the intensity that Ben Johnson has, but they need to be able to, one, correct them, move forward, and trust that everybody is taking that same exact approach from the coaches all the way to the players down. So I love that. I do love that. Really quickly, another big topic from yesterday was the left tackle position, specifically who's competing. And to no surprise, really, it's Braxton Jones, Kron Amagaji, Ozzie Trapillo. And I think a positive from some of the things that were said is that Braxton Jones is going to be ready for camp, have a ramp-up period. And I know I've got some comments when I did my Moriano Minute, like what is the ramp-up period? Don't know yet. We're going to have to see in this, you know, these next practices. I'm sure there'll be people who are there covering the practice saying, well, what's Braxton Jones doing? That's definitely going to be out there. So make sure you're following the people, Herb Howard included, to make sure you find those updates. But those guys are going to be competing, but it's still going to be a blank slate. That's what Ben Johnson said, at least. So, you know, whether it takes 3 weeks or 6 weeks to find this left tackle, Ben Johnson didn't really care too much about it, the timeline. However, here's just my opinion of this. Find this out quick. I'd rather it not take 6 weeks to find your left tackle, because the sooner you can establish the continuity, the chemistry between that line, I think it's just better for the group moving forward. And, you know, it's like you don't want to be taking reps away from, let's say Ozzie Trapillo ends up winning it, but you're going 4 or 5 weeks in the camp still figuring that out. You're having less reps for a rookie than you would have if you would have tried to establish this early on. And, you know, obviously these joint practices, I think, are going to be huge. These preseason games are going to be huge to help finding that answer. So for me, and I wonder for you guys listening, try to find this out quick so that you don't go into week one, Monday Night Football against the Minnesota Vikings, only a week removed from having found your starting left tackle. I don't know. That's just my opinion on the matter. But if it takes 6 weeks, you know, a couple days prior to week one to figure that out, it didn't sound like Ben Johnson was too concerned with that outcome. I just wouldn't want that to be the what ends up happening for the Bears as they're figuring out a very important spot. You know, it does help. I will say this. It does help having a guy like Joe Tooney, an all-pro guard, next to whoever's going to be playing there. So even though, again, it's not ideal in my world for it to happen that late into the training camp period, you do have Joe Tooney, who's going to make things a lot easier on a lot of guys. Trying to think, what else do I need to mention here about Ben Johnson takeaways? You know what? A lot of this training camp, he did mention, is going to be focused on really just focusing on the ability to, one, understand these plays. Kind of the install period is going to be huge for this team because, look, even if you've watched just like the Netflix documentary Quarterback, like you can hear some of the terminology that is being used in some of these play concepts. Like that's going to take a lot of time for, I think, the entire offense to really learn. So This is going to be a great opportunity for all the offensive players to really understand that. But same thing can be said about the defensive guys with Dennis Allen, how complex this defense is. And we've heard Montez Sweat, Jervon Dexter, guys talk about it. And it's going to take time to figure that out as well. So, you know, this is, especially the early days, like I would expect today, tomorrow, Friday for some hiccups for sure. But it did sound like, you know, Ben Johnson gave Caleb some homework, being in the playbook, an hour, whatever it is, a day, just reading the plays out loud, recording them, hearing them back in his head so that he knows the exact way Ben wants to have it, right? And Ben Johnson said that the pre-snap stuff is a weapon, and it absolutely can be when you're using motion, using cadence, using rhythm, and how you're attacking a defense just pre-snap. Like, that is all things that are going to be huge for this offense. And if Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson can be on the same page with that, along with everybody else in the offensive huddle, then you're just maximizing the output of what can happen in year one in this new system. So I am excited about that. I am excited to see how long it takes. And I'm also excited to see the ups and downs of it all, because like I've definitely said on this show many, many times, you're going to see a fiery Ben Johnson. It is absolutely going to come out in especially these hot days of training camp. And you'll see exactly what the expectation is for this team. And like I was talking about some of those goals, like, yeah, there are expectations, and there's also a condensed timeline to get ready for week one. And the Bears recognize that. We all recognize that. And we're going to see how this team can crunch a lot into a condensed time and see, you know, if they can retain this information, execute the plays, and then, you know, put a good product on the football field, hopefully earlier rather than later in the football season. You know, guys, before I get to some of the things that, because I'm just looking at, you know, just some of the transcripts from the press conferences, more Caleb Williams thoughts, and then also, Grady Jarrett as well. Dude, go balls to the wall. No ramp up time, Grady Jarrett. I'll talk about that after the break, but I appreciate everyone for being here. I know I didn't announce like, hey, I'm going live today, but, you know, you guys show up, which, I mean, I appreciate and love that about you guys and all the support that you've shown me throughout the years. But let's take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about some of the other takeaways from these press conferences. But got to talk about my guys at Windy City Sports Cards. As you know, they specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. Whether you are a diehard fan of the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, they've got you covered with an extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. In addition to those Chicago-focused items, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. Visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection or to discover a new favorite. You can check them out at 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. That's 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. I'm actually rocking a awesome shirt that Windy City Sports Cards sent me, Mad Max, or Mad Mac. I'm thinking of the show Mad Mac, Jim McMahon, dope shirt. Check them out, Windy City Sports Cards. I'm also excited, and if you saw my Moriano Minute yesterday, I have another awesome sponsor. Really excited, and man, they are great. But Triumph Drinks, and I actually have some of their awesome packaging right here. The light's not doing it justice, but Triumph Drinks. This episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show is sponsored by Triumph Drinks, the hydrogen-infused electrolyte that helps fight fatigue, supports muscle recovery, and promotes overall wellness with the power of molecular hydrogen. Zero sugar, zero artificial ingredients. It's clean, effective hydration without the sugar or crash. You can use the code NICK at TriumphDrinks.com to get 10% off your order. Every purchase with that code helps this show grow and keeps the content coming your way. Plus, Triumph donates a portion of every sale to mental health charities. add the winning element to your daily grind at TriumphDrinks.com. Guys, I got my first package yesterday, and I was super excited to try this. And man, you mix it into your water, 16 ounces of cold water, and then it just tastes like a delicious lemonade. This is the flavor I got. Lemonade, natural flavor, awesome. So those dog days of training camp, you already know I'm going to be rocking Triumph drinks in my water bottle as I'm going out there sweating. But I'll be good because I have my hydrogen-based drink here, and I cannot wait until you guys try it. Use that promo code Nick to save 10% off your first purchase. All right, everybody, this is the Nicholas Moriano Show. I'm your host, Nicholas Moriano. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment on this show. And, you know, you got to comment. How you feeling? How you feeling? Football is back in the air. Who is going to training camp? What days are you going? Did you end up getting tickets? I know it was a process for sure. But if you're there, I would love to meet you, hang out, you know, as I'm covering practice. But should be a fun time there at Hallis Hall, Lake Forest, seeing the guys work, get after it. Speaking of guys that are going to get after it, it's got to be Caleb Williams, right? Talking about Caleb, I liked his answer. I believe it was Courtney Cronin that asked him about the sack total and knowing that it's not just all on the offensive lineman, but on the quarterback as well, and what he can do himself to kind of eliminate the number of sacks he took, 68. That number needs to be drastically reduced in year two. But one of the things, and something that Ben Johnson also talked about, is fixing up that footwork so that he can be timed up with plays better. It's also going to speed up Caleb's internal clock so that when he's on time, he knows exactly where he should be in his progression. And then again, like I said, speeding up the clock. But I think the most important answer when he was talking about how to reduce those sacks is just not always looking for the big play. Not always being, and he mentioned like that young guy looking for the explosive play downfield. That's huge. And I know that Caleb understood that last year, but I think there is a even greater understanding now going into year two that that's not going to be how this offense operates. That's not how you're going to complete 70% of your passes by only looking for the deep plays. You need to be okay. And Caleb said this, taking that second read in the progression, even if it's only a 5-yard gain, there's nothing wrong with that. That's going to keep you, for the most part, in where you need to be in terms of the chains and just gradually move you up the field and not put you in long distance situations. And so if Caleb Williams can actually execute that, man, you are going to see these sacks get reduced. You're going to see this offense sustain more drives. You're going to see a more effective, more, I think, potent offense than you did all of last season. So if Caleb can truly take what he said in that press conference, not always looking for the deep play, but taking what the defense gives you, guys, the sack total is going to come down and the points are going to go up and the yardage is going to go up and the offense is going to be out there a lot more than it was and not be a team that couldn't sustain long drives, that started off games slow. It'll take some time, but if Caleb can understand that, man, that gets me super excited about his possibility in year one of this offense. But he needs to show it, like, right? Obviously, talking about it in a press conference setting is way different than being out there when, you know, there is a rush coming at you. There is a defense trying to confuse you and try to, you know, speed up the internal clock or have you roll outside the pocket when you can just take a check down. Need to see it. Absolutely need to see it. If that happens, yeah, Caleb Williams, those goals that he set, the expectation that Ben Johnson has for him, you can meet those if you play in this offense the right way. It also helps if the offensive line gives you a little bit more time to, you know, stand upright. So, and I think the Bears address that with the interior offensive line. All right, let me think here. If there's any other big takeaways from Caleb, I think I got the ones that I really wanted to address. So that kind of leaves, I mean, really quickly, Ryan Poles was quick. We didn't even get a chance to, there were no questions to even being asked or got an opportunity to be asked. But alignment was something that he did talk about a little bit there with Ben Johnson. So, you know, great. And then obviously some of the free agent or the transactions that have happened, and we got Trey Flowers, a cornerback, and then I'm not even going to attempt. I should have looked this up way before. I'm not even going to attempt defensive end that they've signed that has a hell of a name. Hell of a name. So if you guys can actually put that in the chat, that would actually help me, because right now, escaping me, and I haven't even practiced his name yet. Okay. Cloud Chaser Radio. Appreciate this one. Thoughts on Jalen. That's that. Yeah. Perfect. As we're talking about Ryan Poles, the few weeks that it does, it's not great, right? You know, sustaining the injury from, you know, being away from practice facility, it's going to take a few weeks according to Ryan Poles. So that doesn't help. But what that's going to allow the other cornerbacks to do is just be able to get onto the football field, get more reps. I think we understand what Jalen Johnson can do, right, when he's on the football field. So, look, you'd rather not have it, right? You'd rather not have it, but it did happen. So, because it happened, you just got to be able to have other guys out there to get experience. So, you look at a guy like Tyrik Stevenson. Now he's going to be the main guy going up against all these talented wide receivers. But also, like, when I'm looking at guys like Terrell Smith, Zay Frazier, guys like that, I'm trying to think who else would be really in the mix here. No, I mean, yeah, you put Nick McCloud, and then obviously they just signed Trey Flowers. You're going to get more opportunities for those guys. But hopefully, you know, when Jalen's able to get back out there, you know, there's not too much rust from him. But I, like, if it happened to a lesser caliber player, I think I'd be a little bit more concerned, because you want to see him get rep. Like, if this happened to Tyrik Stevenson, for example, way more concerned than it was Jalen Johnson. But yeah, like Cloud Chaser Ray, appreciate all the comments, my man. It's a great opportunity to see the depth in the room as well. I completely agree. Like, put Zay Frazier up against, you know, some of these guys. Get that rookie out there, seeing if he can turn his hips with 6'2" tall ass. Let's see what he can do. I love it. So he's just going to get more opportunities, honestly, to showcase his abilities. And, you know, I've spoke to Zay Frazier's college coaches, and they have extreme confidence in him, and it sounds like the Bears do as well. But, yeah, it really isn't a big deal. Is it ideal? No. But is it a big deal? Also, no. But, yeah, that's where we're at with Jalen Johnson, his injury. And, yeah, just get back out there, numero uno. We want to see you back out there. I'm sure – I mean, look – selfishly, when I'm seeing the one-on-ones, wide receivers, DBs, I love watching them. I love watching Jalen Johnson shut down DJ Moore, go against whoever he's going against. Like, and he knows he can do it. Won't be happening for at least a couple of weeks. So it is unfortunate, but it is what it is. Grady Jarrett, you guys. Grady Jarrett. I love me some Grady Jarrett. I don't, you know, I obviously we want to see what he can do on the football field, but the way he carries himself, the way he speaks in front of the podium, the way he said, I think the key is not ramping up. The key is going balls to the wall every day when asked about ramping up for training camp. Guy just turned 32. He's still going balls to the wall. He's still bringing that energy, bringing that mentality to this Bears football team. And I think that's going to be great. And I'm just curious and interested in seeing, you know, the different ways that Dennis Allen's going to deploy this defensive line. But when you have somebody with that level of intensity, I think that's going to be, it's going to spread throughout the group. And you like a guy like Shamar Turner, I think he already naturally has that, but I think it just amplifies the entire group. Like, get everybody to meet this level of expectation, because not only is the how the defensive line plays in training camp is only going to make the interior O-line better. And this is an O-line that, yes, has better players now with the acquisitions they made in the interior, but they still got to get used to playing with each other. If you have an intense defensive line group going after you, practice after practice, rep after rep, you have no choice but to be in line with communication-wise if you're an O-lineman, because if not, they're going to take advantage. And so that's where a guy like Grady Jarrett's energy comes into play and will allow, I think, this defensive line to elevate its level of play, but that's going to force the O-line to get better as well. I also really enjoyed Grady's answer about, you know, Caleb Williams and, you know, does he encourage him? And he absolutely said, yeah, I'm going to give encouragement to, you know, the young quarterback, but he's also going to talk some mess to him. And I love that because you need to make these days tough. And that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. These days need to be tougher than the games. Grady Jarrett also said that as well. So that when the games come by, you know, you already went through the dog days, the hot days of training camp, and we're battling each other and testing each other to your absolute limits. So same's going to be applied to Caleb Williams. He can't be touched in training camp. So instead, talk some mess to him. Get in his head so that, you know, that only challenges him. Like, imagine that. You have the defense talking some crazy stuff. And you know what? Grady Jarrett, I think, is going to be the ultimate guy for that. It used to be DeMarcus Walker, who just talks. But Grady Jarrett, I think, is going to easily be that guy. But you're having somebody talk this mess to you. You're trying to hear the play call. It's 95 degrees out. And then you got to go relay that to your teammates. You can do that now. I think you're going to put yourself in a way better position to do that in a hostile environment on the road where you can barely hear, but like, man, you can reflect. We did this in training camp, man. We did this early on when I was just getting the plays. Now that I'm a few weeks into the season, I understand better. Make it tough, man. Make it tough on these players. Everybody needs to do that. And I think the level of accountability that this coaching staff has put on these players, if they are slacking off or not able to, you know, raise that intensity, I think we're going to see that stop really quickly with this coaching staff. And hopefully, you know, the players themselves, like, hey, man, whoever it may be, we're not seeing it from you today. You need to bring this intensity up. And Grady Jarrett was talking about that. You're going to find out in this training camp who is really about it. That's like the, I think that was one of the big takeaways from yesterday's press conferences, is that regardless of who you talk to, head coach, second year quarterback, 11 year veteran on the defensive line, they are ready to hold each other accountable for this new coaching staff that, you know, all these guys are just barely getting to know, but it sounds like everyone's on the same page. Everyone's speaking the same exact language. The message is being delivered and then being spread out throughout the entire team. And that, I think, is really important, establishing that early on in training camp, so that when you are in week 8 of the NFL season, hey, everything was already, the foundation is already created. There's no recreating the foundation. It was established. And now I think that just puts a team in a far better position to be successful. And we'll see if it all plays out. This can all mean nothing. But I just think that when you do have those roots just implemented into the ground early on, all you're doing is setting yourself up for success later on in the football season. All right, guys. I mean, I think that's, you know, some of the main takeaways that I had from these press conferences and what was said from Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, Grady Jarrett. I appreciate you guys coming in, hanging out, interacting in the chat. It was, you know, good way to, start off this Wednesday, first day of training camp today, you guys. It kills me that I won't be there. I won't be there, but if you missed it at the top of the show, I'm gonna be around sports or Bears coverage a lot more than I have been. Some things are just being finalized here. So once that all kind of goes through the systems, I guess, I'll be back at Hallis Hall. And I can't wait for that announcement to come too, because I am really excited to be back in, I guess, be back in the game, even though I was with the bigs, you know, helping out and contributing. This allows me to just be there a little bit more often than even I was when I was doing coverage with Herb Howard and, you know, doing our stuff there. So really excited, you guys. It should be fun. Anybody who's going to training camp, hope you have a great time. And like I said, reach out to me in the DMs, or, you know, if you see me walking around, do not hesitate. Just yell out my name, please. I love me and the guys, people that have supported me throughout the years. And it's, you know, it's always fun catching up, talking some ball, and, you know, watching the Bears practice. But, guys, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. Make sure to check out Windy City Sports Cards, Triumph Drinks. Use that promo code Nick to save 10% off. Give this show a like, comment, share this YouTube channel with a fellow Bears fan. It's going to only help this channel grow as we're in training camp, baby. Football is back. Football is freaking back. Feels so great to say. So there's going to be a lot more content coming from this channel, the shorts, and just things I have queued up. And then when I, you know, start this new position here. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. But guys, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. I will catch you next time once, you know, everything's kind of finalized. But until then, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you guys soon. But until then, adios.
Bend over to your right.
What the f- was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.